Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truths, uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
I'm JP. That's Tim. This is The Positive Truth. We're trying to bring positive news to show that the world's a pretty damn good place. Stop the fear, stop the hate, and bring some communities together. Tim, how are you?
I am doing well, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. How's your favorite child?
Oh, she's doing amazing. She's growing, man. She's so long. Like, she's a month old now. And, like, when she lays on my chest, it used to be all extra cute and she's so small. But now, like, I feel like she's almost as long as I am. It's ridiculous. She definitely got her mom's height.
I remember as a kid, every time I would see my grandparents, like, oh, you've grown. I'm like, no, I haven't, actually. But you never realize it as a kid. So
that's so true. Like, as a dad and watching my daughter grow the 1 month that she's been here, I'm freaking out, man. I'm gonna miss these like little bit, daughter dad times, I guess, whatever you want to call them.
Tim, you got a long way to go, man.
I don't know, she's gonna be crawling pretty soon, watch. If she's anything like I was as a kid, she's gonna be crawling and not looking back at all.
You're not gonna be able to catch her soon.
X, no, man. I'm working out now, running now. I put in 10 miles yesterday, man.
Whoa.
I've been doing work.
In the 90-degree heat?
Oh, man, I get up early, dude. I wake up at 5 a.m. for her, and I go to practice at 7:30.
Well, Tim's working hard. In the meantime, do you want to I can't even, like, rebuttal that because I'm not doing anything but homework at night.
Dude, you're working out your mind. You're doing something positive. You're doing something that's working out for sure. It's just as hard, if not harder.
Running 10 miles in Oklahoma heat's pretty hard, too.
Taking summer school after you already have a degree, that's pretty tough in itself.
Tim's bringing too much positivity. We're not ready for it. If you want more of this positivity, you can follow us on our social media accounts below. On our Facebook page at The Positive Truth Podcast, we post a video on Monday. And on Tuesday through Friday, we post nothing but positive news stories, so it's just a little bit of positivity for your day. If you don't have a Facebook page, you can still go there and look at the positive news stories. If you do have a Facebook page, please click that like button. It helps us out so much. On our Twitter, we post links to our YouTube videos, so follow that and subscribe to our YouTube channel where we post all of our videos. And on Instagram, we post cool pictures of how people we're interviewing. If you want to help out the podcast the most, go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review with a comment, or just go to like Google Play, SoundCloud, anywhere with a review system, because that helps spread this podcast and spread the positivity. Tim, let's get to it.
Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and jump into my first one. It's actually about a school cafeteria lady. And so her name is Deborah Davis, and she's been working as a school cafeteria worker for the last 26 years, right? So every day after she gets off, she drives down where does she drive down to? I just had it. Woo, that's terrible. Drives down to San Diego, and she basically looks for homeless to give them food that she has left over from that day instead of throwing it away.
She does that every single day?
Yeah, every single day. That's awesome. Like, so check this out. It's the summertime. She's doing it now, right? She works at Hoover High School in San Diego, and she drives this 1976 Chevy Malibu. Now, whenever she drives this, yeah, right. So she drives the Chevy Malibu, right? Her school found out everything that she does, and since she's so selfless, the school district surprised her with a brand new car, so she can continue doing everything that she's doing and, you know, making the world better.
How long has she been doing this?
I'm not too sure how long she's been doing it, but I do have a cool video that I believe CBS did an interview on. I'm going to share it to the Facebook page. You can check it out right after this.
Of course, Tim has a cool video.
You know how I do, man.
But yeah, that's awesome. The fact that we don't know how long she's been doing this, and the fact that she didn't want any recognition, or no one she knew that she worked with knew she was doing this, that just makes it even more awesome.
Absolutely.
My first positive news story is a quick one. Shout out to the country of Spain, España. In 1990, 28% of Spain was forested. Now in 2018, 37% is. And that's just 100% awesome.
A math joke.
So yeah, shout out to España.
My bad for laughing. That caught me off guard completely.
What do you got, Tim?
Dude, I got some good math for you.
Okay. So,
I lied. I can't even think of a math joke to go with this. But anyways, the University of Memphis is making tuition free for spouses and children of fallen armed service members. I just wanted to say that right then in itself. I think that's super dope. Basically, what happened is they're the first school to accept the Fold of Honor Scholarship, which currently gives $5,000 to students whose parents were killed or severely injured while enlisted in active duty. I thought it was super dope. I know there's a lot of kids out there that have went through this, and the fact that people are doing something about it that's positive for them is dope in itself. You know, at Golden Corral, they have a camp that they do for fallen soldiers' children every year, and it's where these kids get to go for free. And so it has a kind of a special place in my heart, I guess, you know, getting to look up on some stuff about it.
Yeah, that's awesome, Tim. That's more universities need to do that. So shout out to the University of Memphis. Hopefully you start a trend in the right direction.
Tú sabes. What else you got for us, JP?
We have to take our pause of the day and talk about what we're grateful for. We like to do our little audio meditation in the middle of the podcast because in the stresses of life, we often just take for granted a lot of things that are great for us. So Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I am grateful for running. Like, I've been so stressed out over this past, you know, let's say 9-10 months or so since, you know, finding out Layla was getting ready to come. And after she was born, she got home, I started running again on a regular basis, and that's like the best therapy in the world for me. So I'm super thankful for running.
Nice, Tim. You should tell them about your goals to winning the marathon next year.
Yeah, that's a goal. I would like to run in a couple half marathons before then. But yeah, absolutely. That's a goal, to try to win the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. So I'm basically just running all the time now, trying to get in some good shape and see what happens here in, you know, about 9 months.
We believe in you, Tim.
Appreciate that, man. If I come in the top 10, I'll be happy, though.
You're going to win. You're going to win.
All right. Get focused, Tim. Shut up.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to say I'm grateful for the family because, you know, 4th of July is the best holiday. It just went through.
Time out. I apologize. JP, how much money did you spend on fireworks?
Okay. I got a 50% discount because I know somebody that I work with that owns, her aunt owns a fireworks stand. So I only spent, like, you know, $300 on fireworks this year.
Oh, that's not bad. That's better than last year, right?
Yeah.
All right. Family. You're thankful for family.
I'm also thankful for just family festivities. The 4th of July is the best time. I think when people hear this, it will be like a week ago, but still, you know, 4th of July is the best time.
Absolutely, and it's all good either way. You get good family time, fireworks, everybody loves them.
Speaking of things everyone loves, how about a 7-year-old girl that collects shoes and donates them to people in need? Pretty sure everyone loves that.
Absolutely.
Her name is Ananya Daly, and she discovered that her friend from school had shoes that were falling apart, and she told her dad about it. And her father said, well, let's just buy her some new shoes. So whenever she gave the shoes to her friend, another boy was like, well, I don't have any shoes either. And she started Anaya's Shoebox Drive, gaining attention in the community through social media and flyers. And she had her whole community bring shoes and gift cards. And her goal is to connect to collect enough shoes to provide free shoes for every kid in her elementary school because they're in such a poor district, and I think it's awesome.
Man, that is so dope. The kids these days, a shoe drive is so dope.
This is in Orange County, Florida, so if you're in Florida, go donate some shoes to this cause.
Absolutely, man. Great story there.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, man, I have a super cool story, so check this out. A good Samaritan basically saw that this Toys R Us was getting ready to close in North Carolina, just like the rest of them in the United States, and basically he spent $1 million on all the toys that were remained in the store, and he donated them.
Whoa. It was anonymous, right?
Yeah, anonymous, man.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Dude, it's super dope, man. Like, it doesn't get much better than that. You do something anonymous. You know, I keep thinking about you because I think you were like one of the first people I heard say that. Like, that's how you're supposed to give back anonymously.
I stole that from my mom, actually. Don't give me credit for that, Tim.
Dude, I got to give you credit. Your mom told you. You passed the knowledge on to me. It is what it is.
But yeah, that's absolutely awesome. Where did this happen at? What city?
North Carolina. I don't know. Riley.
Yeah, we don't know anything because millionaire walked in there, bought all of it, and just was like, donated it. So we don't know much. We just know this happened, and we think it's awesome.
Absolutely.
Speaking of awesome, do you know what speedrunning is, Tim?
Speedrunning? Like?
It's a video game term.
Oh, I have no clue whatsoever. Is it like turbo button or something? Dude, I'm like on Blitz 2000 in my head right now. I don't really play video games too much.
I don't either, but that was a great video game, Tim. So speedrunning is you play games and you try to beat world records. So it's like who beats the game the fastest.
Ah, okay. That sounds dope.
So it's like, have you ever seen the videos of people beating the first Mario in 5 minutes?
No, man. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, you need to Google that.
Or yeah, for sure. YouTube is my friend.
So what they do is they have a summer event called Summer Games Done Quick. And it's a charity marathon, which people tune in on, like, Twitch and YouTube and all that. And they say, like, just donate money. We talked about this last year. And last year, I think they raised $1.9 million for Doctors Without Borders. And this year, they raised $2.1. So shout out to everyone that supported and donated.
Heck yeah, 2.1 is a great amount.
And yeah, none really more to add to that. I think we're out of positive news stories, Tim. Do you have a quote?
I actually do not have a quote. Do you have one? Why am I never prepared?
It's all good, Tim. I like how I just grabbed my physics book like it was going to help. Do you want to hear about integrals, Tim?
I definitely don't.
Okay.
But if it doesn't challenge it, if it doesn't challenge you, it won't change you.
That was just too close to home with my homework, Tim. I do not appreciate that.
I apologize.
But yeah, hopefully everyone enjoyed this positive news section. We will be back soon. Till then, we're out.
Stay positive.